What is good, everyone? Happy Thursday. Welcome to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. Looking to start February off with a bang yesterday, and definitely did not do that, man. It was a tough day yesterday, but I loved all of what I played going in. felt good, and it just did not go our way, really in any capacity. We'll recap it. Dre over 17.5 rebounds and assists, hit that in every single game besides one. The Toronto Raptors game where they have more length than most teams. 238 total. Game even went into overtime, just did not get there. A lot of boards, just bounced the wrong way. Had some potential assists that didn't go down. It happened. In that same game, we did get our one cash of the day. Timberwolves plus the 3.5. And we had the Thunder, did not get there, at -5. Lose the game outright. They're in a little bit of a stretch rut right now, and you know, Rockets almost play better basketball. Not almost, they do. They play better basketball without KPJ and Jalen Green. So tough L there. Took an L on the Grizz. Just a gutty performance from the Blazers, man. What, like, honestly, probably their best performance of the year. There were a million different ways that the Grizzlies win that and cover that. And the Blazers lose Nurk, they lose Grant, and they just kept fighting. Anthony kept making big shots. Dame obviously made huge, huge shots. And they got that one outright. So props to them. Honestly, nothing but respect there. Took an L on Dre, Blazers, Thunder, and I believe there's one more. No, I know there's one more. We pushed Raps, which was cool. I wasn't watching, like, I had a game. So I just saw they pushed it late. Oh, and the Nets, you know, that was the worst bet of the night, unless you had maybe Suns, because at least the Nets were 9-point dogs. But the Celtics were going to break out of this at a certain point. I didn't think it was going to be last night, but they broke out of it in a big, big way. So one and let's see. 1-4, we're technically 1-4-1, brings us to 171 and 158 on the year. We just got to keep pushing, man. We got to keep pushing. We're going to do that. All right, guys, let's lock it in today, find some winners, and then we'll get out of here. All right, let's find some winners, man. Tired of losing. Let's go first game of the day, Lakers and the Pacers. Lakers coming in as 2.5-point favorites. Applies about a 5.5-point difference. Pacers, I feel like, haven't played in a little bit, and they finally get the boy back. Tyrese Halliburton should be back and ready to go. We've seen it before, right? So first off, Tyrese went down January 11th. They won one game post him going down again. It wasn't for a lack of effort, right? They tried most nights, but more often than not, they just came up short. But Tyrese back should definitely inject some life into this team again. We talk about it, star players coming back, demanding high usage when they've been off for some time. Generally not a recipe for success. I think Tyrese is a guy who, you know, can be successful, not just as a scorer, but as a creator for others. But you shouldn't expect him to be, you know, exactly who he's been just right off the bat. Lakers playing good basketball right now. Honestly, they're playing really good basketball, but the Pacers have not played since Sunday. And you saw it yesterday with the Rockets, right? When you get a team that's had a ton of time off, coming back into the mix of things, they just have a little bit more juice, and you saw that last night with the Rockets. The Lakers are going to have less juice than the Pacers here today, and you're getting Halliburton back. So I'd lean the Pacers plus the 2.5, getting essentially 5.5 in this spot here against the Lakers. Lakers are a better team, no doubt, but the Pacers are going to, you know, they're hungry to get back right, especially, you know, now that they get their leader and their dog back and Tyrese Halliburton. So I like the Pacers here. It's tight. You know, most of the money's in here on the Lakers, so I get it. But I do think that the Pacers are the side here. If I had to play this, I'm taking the Pacers plus the 2.5. I think they win a tight, tight game at home. And I, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. The one thing is, like, that comes to mind for me is, like, where is Halley? You know, where is he at? Yes, he's coming back and he's playing today, but where is he at in terms of, you know, what percentage of Halley are you getting today? Are you getting 80% of Halley? 85% of Halley? Probably win. I think they probably cover this if you get 85% of Halley. If you get less than 85%, I don't I don't know, but getting him back is huge, huge. Because Nembhard's really been struggling. TJ's doing his thing, but like, you know, it just adds up. You've spent 2 weeks straight, you know, if you're TJ McConnell playing 35 minutes, it adds up. It wears on you. So getting Allie back is huge, huge. So I would lean Pacers here. Next game, Grizzlies and Cavs. Jaren Jackson just ruled out, or not out, but doubtful. Obviously, you still have Stevie out. So I'm waiting for the line to get back up. Before it was 6, so I'd assume it jumps to maybe 6.5, maybe 7. And it's tough. It's tough. Okay. So without Jaren, without Steven, and I believe those were the main guys, right? John Conchar, good to go. Okay, no Danny Green, that's fine. So Jaren without Steven, and that means Jaw is playing. I would say the Cavs are, you know, 2.5-ish points better. You give it a back-to-back, you put that at, you know, 3.5. So you put the line at, for me, 6.5. That's about where it's going to be. If it's at 7.5, I think I'd lean the Grizzlies. But it's close. It's close. Ultimately, I think I'm going to stay off this game. These are two good teams. And the Grizzlies are going to reach a point here soon where it's time to buy them. I don't know that tonight's the night in a back-to-back against a good Cleveland Cavaliers team that they just beat a couple weeks ago, right? So the Cavs are going to want to get their get back tonight. I'd hold off this one. I'd make this line 6.5. I think it's going to come out 7.5. So that's where I'm at. Let's keep moving. We got the Heat and the Knicks. All right, let's go Heat Knicks. Heat coming in as this is a very similar spot to the Lakers Pacers, where the Heat coming in, the only difference is there's no real rest disadvantage here. But the Heat coming in as 2-point favorites today. That implies they're about 5 points better. And the Knicks are struggling. Knicks are struggling as of late. You guys know they're a very up-and-down team. And, I mean, we've gone over it on this pod numerous times, right? Huge winning streaks, big losing streaks, huge winning streaks, big losing streaks. They've lost 2 in a row now after winning 2 straight. They lost to the Nets in Brooklyn and then at home to the Lakers. I would be on the Knicks today, to be honest. I would be on the Knicks today. Tough OTL against the Lakers, but the Lakers are playing good basketball. The Knicks are kind of who we think they are, right? They're going to play a bunch of guys 40 minutes a night, and then Obi will get some minutes, McBride will get some minutes, Sims will get some minutes, but it's basically going to be Brunson, Randall, Barrett, Grimes, Quickly, and Hartenstein. Soaking up all these minutes, and you kind of know who they are. They're a gritty defensive team that relies on Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle to score for them offensively. So it's not going to be an easy game by any means. And you look over at Miami, I still think of them as a slightly overrated team by the books. They're an above average team. They're a good team. They can beat anyone on any given night. But it's going to be really tough tonight to go into New York and beat this Knicks team. I know the Knicks play a little bit better on the road, but we'll look at Miami. Again, playing good basketball, but since January 16th, MLK Day, going to ATL, lose by 8. Going to New Orleans, we had that incorrectly and won. Went into Dallas, lost. Hosted the Pelicans, shorthanded Pels, 1-4. Hosted the shorthanded Boston Celtics, 1-3. Hosted the Orlando Magic. Only 1-5. Went into Charlotte and lost. Cleveland, in Cleveland, that's a big win, right? That's a big one. I'll give them that. But, you know, how likely is it that they're going to back up that big win with another one? It's really tough. It's really tough to go on the road and win against conference foes, especially with these two battling kind of for the same spot. So I'd rather take the points here, for sure. I'd rather take the points. I like the Knicks here today at plus the 2, and that's the way I'd be leaning for this one, for sure. No props, man. Both these teams playing it straight. I believe no one's really out on either side, so both sides should be good to go. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on the props that would really call me. Okay, we've got Bulls and Hornets. Bulls hosting the Hornets today as 6-point favorites, 5.5 in some spots, depending on where you're looking. And the Bulls did actually just play the Hornets a couple nights ago in Charlotte after an L in Indiana and lost by 14. Pretty bad L, and they've lost three out of their last four. They bounced back after that pretty well and beat Orlando in a back end of a back-to-back for Orlando. And they came back, hosted the Clippers, and they had spurts, right? They showed the good side of themselves for a lot of that game against the Clippers, but ultimately they couldn't get it done, which has been a common theme for the Bulls. Now, I think after three out of four L's, I still think this is a Bulls team that's going to continue to compete, and more often than not, be a pretty decent team. Now, like I think this spot sets up well for them because you're kind of buying them low after L's in three out of the last four, including one of those games being the Hornets. But the Hornets are playing better basketball of late. So this is a little bit of a tough read for me, right? Because I think the Bulls are going to be very motivated to go and get this one done. But we've seen it with the Hornets, right? They have plenty of games. Like they covered against Milwaukee. They won outright and covered against Miami. They won outright and covered against the Bulls. So they've covered, pretty easily. And Milwaukee, they barely covered, but other two games pretty easily. Three of their last three. The two before that they didn't cover on the road, and then the two before that they did cover. So I would lean Bulls. I do. I think the Hornets tend to struggle a little bit more on the road. I know they're playing better basketball of late, but I know the Bulls are going to be ready to go today. After that L against the Clippers, after already having lost to the Hornets, I think giving them three and putting this at six is slightly short. I think especially if it's at 5.5, I might hop on this one. I think you can say that the Bulls are about 4-ish points better. So I'd probably have this around 7, 6.5. So I think there's some slight value here at 6 and 5.5. And you look at that last game against the Hornets, they were up at half and just kind of crumbled lately. Zach LaVine didn't give them anything in the second half. So I like the Bulls. They're always a scary bet because you're not really sure what version you're getting, especially when you have them as a favorite. But I think this is short enough that I like them here today. All right, next game, Pelicans and Mavs. Mavs 4.5-point favorites. I like the Pelicans here today. You guys know I've been burned on them a little bit during this streak. It's not like I've been on them every game, but I've definitely picked and chosen certain spots with the Pels that I've liked, and they haven't always gotten home. They've lost now 9 straight. They went from second in the West down to 9. They're free falling, but I do feel like they have the culture to withstand this. Now, obviously, they need Zion. But I believe I would not be surprised at all. In fact, I'm expecting a Pelicans run here soon, and it may start as soon as tonight. It is coming, right? The Pelicans are going to be a bye moving forward here, and I would not be surprised if it's tonight against the worst team against the spread all year. Again, if you ask people, who's the worst team against the spread this year, I think most people would be pretty surprised if you told them, hey, it's the Dallas motherfucking Mavericks. And let me pull it up officially. The best team against the spread this year is still OKC by far, even with this late run. But last this year against the spread, 17-33 against the spread is the Dallas Mavericks. And again, right, it's not like they're the Houston Rockets or the Spurs or the Pistons who are down here, right, in the bottom five against the spread this year. And those teams are just bad teams, right? Dallas is not a maybe elite team, but they're a decent team. They just very, very rarely cover as a favorite. And here they are tonight. It is granted a short line. And who knows, man? I could get burned. I feel like every time I've faded the Mavs, I've been, it's funny. Like they're the worst team against the spread, but I feel like very, very often when I've faded them, they get it done. Like I guess it was most recently I had the Suns in Phoenix and Dallas lost Luka and won that game. But like look at their home games in January. Okay. Last month. They lost by 29 to the Celtics at home. They beat the Pelicans by 10 at home, but Pelicans were without CJ, without Brandon, and then obviously without Zion. So it's a little bit of a different ball game. They lost at home by 8 to the Hawks. They beat the Heat, right? So that was a great, win. But then after that, they lost to the Clippers at home, the Wizards at home, and then they just beat Detroit by 6, but were losing a large majority of that game. So the Pelicans offense is struggling right now, and a lot of it is BI is not in a great rhythm. But I think and would not be shocked at all if the Pelicans pull this off. Again, it just has not been pretty for the Dallas Mavericks at home. They may win this game, but there's a very decent chance that they win this by less than 4. So I think this is one of my more favorite spreads tonight. I do definitely like Dallas, or sorry, definitely do like New Orleans today, plus the 4.5. And I think that's something that I will find myself on here at a certain point. Next game, Warriors and Nuggets. No interest again. The studs should sit, right? Overtime game last night. All these guys played heavy minutes. You know, everyone besides Jordan Poole, maybe Wiggs. I could see Wiggs still playing. But Jordan Poole or Steph and Dre and Clay should all be sitting tonight. Denver's been an absolute juggernaut at home. The Warriors actually have had plenty of good games where guys sit and you know, the guys that are playing step up and contribute. I look at Dante DiVincenzo props. I look at Poole props, but they're going to be juiced up to the moon, as they should. He will be the guy tonight. But I think Dante's a fun look. It's just scary because this easily could get ugly very, very quick. And then a guy like Dante, you know, maybe doesn't play as many minutes as he could in a blowout. So for me, only way I could look is the Nuggets, man. That they are a juggernaut of a team, play very, very well at home. That's the only way I would look. And then some props may arise once we get some news out on the Warriors starters officially sitting. Clippers and Bucks. This is a fun game because the Clippers have been absolutely hooping. And the Bucks have been hooping, right? Since Chris Middleton came back, Bucks are undefeated. 5-0. And granted, it hasn't necessarily been against the best competition. The best team that they played was the Nuggets. And the Nuggets were just, you know, down a bunch of players. So for me, this is really tough. The books are giving the Bucks like a half a point, a point. And I could see why. I would lean the Bucks at home, just because generally when you play at home, man, you can just close these games out. You can close these games out. And you saw, right, you saw last game with the Clippers. Like, there are definitely times during that game where the Bulls were up big. The Bulls were up, you know, 20 at a certain point. And I expect the Bucks to go through some of those runs too. Now, this could get tight late. I absolutely could see this getting tight late. But I think the Bucks are probably the side here, the way I'd go. I don't think I'm going to be on it. I haven't watched either of these teams enough, but I think the Bucks are the side here. So for me, in terms of spreads, I like the Pacers, I like the Knicks, I like the Bulls, and I like the Pelicans. That's where I'm at. Not a ton of props standing out to me. Again, if anything pops up, I'll let you guys know. I continue to look through things throughout the day and make sure that I'm not missing anything. But I don't really see any narrative standing out. Don't really see revenge or hometown games that I've looked through. So it's probably going to be a spread day for me. And that's tough considering how the spreads went for me yesterday. But you got to keep firing. And I think the Knicks getting essentially five today is a nice buy spot off of two. And I mean, like, we know who the Knicks are. If anything, I'd make it three. Right. So I like the Knicks. I like the Pacers. And I like the Pels as my favorite looks today. And I will probably be on all of them in some sort of capacity. Best of luck, guys. I know it's been a rough couple days. And I apologize if you've tailed and lost some money, but we're going to keep pushing. I love you all. Best of luck to y'all. And we'll talk tomorrow. Peace.